All right, so the beginning of the Mishnah on that Edom Aleph, Rei Nazir could say Aroshir Chafaaretz or Kol Hayam. So this is the what we saw yesterday, where the Gemara quotes it as being a in La Ketzuta has no limit. Here he takes on, according to the Tanakhama, here he takes on a limitless number of sequential Naziriyot, meaning every 30 days he will be a new Nazir, because basically took on the number of Naziriyot as there are a number of hairs on his head or Aretz or Kol Hayam. Megaleach Chadash Loshim Yom. Therefore, he'll cut his hair every 30 days. That'll be the end of each Naziris after 30 days. That you don't cut every 30 days because it's a single Nazirut. It's one long Nazirut that does it. It's a single, like the equivalent of Elef Shana. Right? It's a Nazirut that has unlimited amount of time to it. What is the, according to Rebbe, when do you come up with a case where he's taken on numerous Naziriyot? So the difference between Rebbe and the Tanakhama is this Hare Alai. Right? Hare Alai Nizirut. So in the Tanakhama says Hare Nazir Kisearoshi. So the Tanakhama says if I say Hare Nazir Kisearoshi, that's saying that I want to be the number as the number of my hair, so too is the number of Naziriyot I'm going to take on. Rebbe says no. When you say Hare Nazir Kisearoshi means you're taking on one single Nizirut. That is the duration of how many hairs you have, and that's just going to be too long for you ever to end. Therefore, you would never bring any karbanot. Whereas, if you say Hare Alai Nizirut, according to Rebbe, Tanakam would agree to this also. But Rebbe says when you say Hare Alai Nizirut, that is not a single nazir, but nizirut. I'm taking upon myself numerous nizirut that are the extent or the amount of my hair or far aretz or cholayam. So that's the difference between Rebbe and the Tanakhama. Right now, the Mishnah comes up with another case which we haven't seen before. Hareini nazir, malei habayit o malei akupa. He says, I'm a nazir like this the amount of this house or the amount of this basket. Now here, the basket and the house are empty. But he says, Malay, if they were full, or full house worth of Naziriyot, and a full house, or full basket of Naziriyot. So both kinoto, we check out, what did he mean? Im amar akat gedola nazarti, that I took on one big Naziriyot, then he's only Nazir lamidyom for 30 days. This is the same as our Mishnah yesterday. When a person says, there any Nazir akat gedola, or akat ketana, he only keeps Naziriyot of 30 days, because he basically said, I'm a Nazir. And the adjectives big and small are irrelevant when it comes to Nizirut, because that doesn't define how much Nizirut you have. There's only one type of Nizirut, that's 30 days. So what do we do with the big and small? The Gemara said yesterday that he's giving a qualitative description of how he feels about the Nizirut. So same thing here. Person takes on a Nizirut of Malea Bayit or Malea Kupa, and he says, I meant to say one big Nizirut, like a house, full house full of Nizirut, or a basket full of Nizirut, and he's taking on a Nizirut for 30 days, and qualitatively he's saying, to me, it's going to feel, or that feels like taking on a whole house full or taking on a basket full. But if he says, if he says, I just took a ned in the zirut and I didn't know what I meant, meaning that I let the chachamim interpret it. We look at the basket, if it is, it's full of mustard seed. I mean, mustard seed being very small, and that would be the equivalent of an unlimited number of Naziriyot.
Right? Every 30 days.
Though. Every 30 days, right? Nazir, kol yamav. And he'll be a Nazir his whole life, except it seems, or at this point, I'll say, let's put it this way, it seems that it'll mean he will then take he took on himself a unlimited number of Naziriyot, and therefore it'll be like the first case in our Mishnah where he cuts his hair every 30 days and starts a new Nazirut. Right. Next was the one, a Mishnah we quoted. Arei Nazir Mikan and Makom Ploni. We quoted this yesterday. If I'm a Nazir from here until the place I leave, Omdim Kama Yamim Mikan and Makom Ploni, which we assess how many days it takes to travel from here until that location. Im Pakot Mi Lamed Yom, if it's less than 30 days, Nazir Lamed Yom, then he has to be at least a minimum Nazir of 30 days. If it's more than 30 days, Nazir Kiminyanamim, then he'll be a Nazir as many days as he's on the road, basically, or it would take him to get to that location. And yesterday, Rava told us that the reason that this works, as opposed to the other Mishnah we saw yesterday, is because he was Machzik Baderach. He was on the road already. Since he was on the road already, there are overwhelming evidence that the reason he's saying the distance is not because that's a qualitative assessment of his Nizirut, but a quantitative assessment because he's scared. That's the way Sharon mentioned yesterday, that he might be scared of the Sakana B'derech, he's taking on the Nizirut as a protection or insurance for his trip. Right. The next case, Rani Nazir Kiminyan Yomot Chama, says, and my nazir, like the days of the year, or the days of the solar year. Right? Mone nizirut, kiminyan yimot hachama. Right? He counts the nizirut like the days of the sun.
One big one, or?
Very good. It's unclear right now. We're gonna deal with that. The Gemara's gonna ask that, or deal with that. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Masihaya came and changed the mate. There was a mice like that, and once he finished, as soon as he finished it, he died. Right, so now...
We should compare this to yesterday, these cases of where you can distinguish and you can't distinguish between the units, right? So
right.
That's...
Right, so here, it might be... Here, Yomot Chama are known, 365 days, so those are countable, but...
They're countable, but we don't distinguish when a day starts and ends, that's why...
Right, are they discrete items or not? And that will have to do with the word minyan here, because it might be different. Yomot Chama might actually be different than minyan Yomot Chama. Yomot Chama may not be discrete days, but minyan Yomot Chama might be
discrete number,
right. So that's exactly what the Gemara is going to deal with. All right. Now, the Gemara says, our mission in the new case that we hadn't seen before, Roin into Kupak, we look at the basket of this that's full of mustard seed. The Nazir, kol yamav. And then he's a Nazir for the rest of his life because he has to take on the number of Nazirot, like the number of mustard seeds in there. But mine. So let's say, why don't we look at the house or the basket as if it's full of zucchinis or gourds, which are large, and they will be limited in number. Right? And then he will have a way out. So here, the Mefarshim give two different possibilities. And the Rishonim, the Mefarish basically suggests over here the difference between zucchinis and mustard seed is that mustard seed are either innumerable or just too many that it'll extend beyond his lifetime. So if he takes on a number of nazirot, that is the amount of mustard seed in the basket, he'll just never get to the end of it. Whereas if he takes zucchinis in the basket, maybe there are 10 of them, maybe there are 5 or 10, that he could take 10 nazirot of 30 days, he'll be done in, right? So he'll be done in a year, right? Basically a year and he'll be done. So that's the way the Mefarsh explains the difference between them is whether there's a limited number or an unlimited number of nizirot that he accepted.
Most that's why the boy uses the word tekanta.
Right.
That's what
tekanta, right.
We can offer them a solution.
Well, the solution, right, well, this was more difficult. Tekanta, meaning that he'll have an opportunity to end this nizirot. Okay, we'll call it that. That's the way the Mefarish learns. We're just starting to come over there. The other Mefarishim, the Rosh, and the Tosafot learn differently and say that when it says to have a kidluyim, then they feel that it's going to be a single nizirut of that duration. And as opposed to chardal, which is in lakitzuta, it has no measurement, therefore it becomes unlimited number of nizirut. Diluyim, since they have a kitzuta, since they do have a duration, then he took on himself one long nizirut, the amount of zucchinis that were in the basket. So he took on 10 times 3, he took on a 300-day single nizirut. And that's why you have a takanta. His takanta was that the nizirut will end, right, again, at the end. Now why is that important? Because we're going to see in a minute how the Gemara deals with this, and it seems to lean towards the way Tosfot and the Rush are explaining it. Although I think it's still explained according to the Mefarsh, but their explanation will come out of the Gemara as we continue. So Amar Chizkia, b'machloket shnuya. This exact issue about whether you should consider the zucchinis or not is a machlokes that we've seen before. V'Rabbi Shimon hi. And it's Rabbi Shimon is the author of this statement or a part of our Mishnah. Why? D'amar Adam machnis etzmo l'davar sfeik shesfeiko chamor v'vadai. That a person will put himself in a position where it will turn out that the sfeik is much more stringent than if he actually knew the outcome. D'tanya. Ever brisa. Hare ani nazir, I'm an actually a bikrizeh or krizeh me'akur. Says, I'm a nazir, if this pile has 100 kur in it. V'halach, but so she nignab o nevad, or she nevad. Then, or she nevad, or she nevad. Alright, he sees that, he comes there, and it was stolen or lost. So no longer exists the pile. So you can't tell now whether his nizirut was triggered or not, because we can't assess whether there was 100 kur here or not. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shesofek nizirut lehachmir. When it comes to a sofek nizirut, we go to hachmir, and he is a nazir. But the problem is, he doesn't know if he really is a nazir. Right, that's right. Kulun nazara, so he can't end the nazir.
That's what he doesn't know how long. He knows there was a kur. He knows there was a pile.
Yeah, but he didn't say that. He said, if there was 100 kur in the pile, I will be a nazir. So he doesn't really know if he's a nazir. So he is now a nazir misafek, but he can't get out of his nazirut because he can't bring karbanot to the mikdash. Right? Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Matir, Shesavik Nazirut Bahakel. Comes in a Nazirut like this, we go Bahakel. So it turns out, according to Rabbi Shimon, that if he knew for sure there was a pile was 100 kur, he'd only be a Nazir for 30 days. Now that he doesn't know whether the kur was there for 30 days, he's a Nazir forever. And he can't get out of it. So it's Sfeiko, it's Kamur Yoter Min Avadai. And the Sfeik turns out to be much worse than actually knowing what the answer is. So in that case, Rabbi Shimon says a person is makhnis himself into a Sfeik like this. A person does put himself in such a position, and therefore he is a Nazir. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no. A person, you need Hafla, right? A person has to have a clear Nizirut that's mentioned here, and that clear, this is not a clear Nizirut, and a person would never put themselves in a position where, by not knowing, they'd be in a much worse position than actually knowing.
In that case, the Kupa with the mustard seeds is according to Rabbi Shimon.
Right, exactly. That's what the Gemara is suggesting now, that the mustard seeds, and we'll see in a second why, but the mustard seeds are going to be according to Rabbi Shimon. Now first, before we do that, I just want to point out that Tosfos asks here, why can't he get himself out of the problem?
Why isn't he going to force him to be Shoel?
Alright, so now it's Shoel. Tosfos comes up even more elegant solution. He just says, If the pile did not have 100 kor in it, I'm a nazir. Yeah. If it did have 100 kor in it, I'm not a nazir from this, but from my first dibur. Then he's mimon of shach, he is a nazir. Then he can go to the mikdash, and either way he is a nazir, bring his karbanos, and it's all over. Meaning that he has an easy, elegant solution, which is that he just makes himself a nazir if the tnai was not triggered. And then mimon of shach, he is a nazir. So Tosfos asks the question, he actually asks on this case and our case, and he says that the nafkamina will be if he becomes tamei before he says that.
So it's better with karbanos.
If he becomes tamei before that,
you have to clear yourself.
Right, then he's in trouble, because the only way to because now even if he accepts upon he cannot accept upon himself in the nazirut.
He can
retire himself. Right. But the problem is now in order to restart the nazirut, if there were 100 kur in there, he needs to bring karbanot tuma. The karbanot tumah he can't bring if he was not really tameh. So now saying afterwards that I am a nazir if the other tonight wasn't right doesn't help him, because we don't know if the original tonight was correct. He can't restart without karbanot tumah. If the original tonight was not triggered, then he's a nazir b'tahara and he doesn't need those karbanot tumah, and that would be bringing chulun nazara.
What do we say if a person made such a tonight, let's say, and the kur was not stolen or lost?
He would not be a nazir. If there's less than 100.
Let's say there's 100 or more.
Okay, so he triggered the nazirut.
Do we say that until he counts it, he's not allowed to have yayin or even time himself? Or do we say that the zero starts from once he counts it?
Right. We had this machlokus in the darim, whether the neder goes after the dibor or after the chalus haneder, right?
This is a little tricky, because it's not really the chalus haneder, because either there was or there wasn't all along 100.
I agree with you. I think the chalus haneder might be at the time
the name,
and I would say even without that, we pass my Rabbi Kiva that goes after the dibor, so I think he is a nazir.
He was tameh. Then if that's the case, then he wouldn't have said anything.
Zeros doesn't work if you're talking about, right? You can't accept on yourself. And the zeros when you are...
Therefore, he won't start. He would have made sure that he's in a state of Tahara.
No, but the problem is that
in the case
he's there, it was Kal.
That was
my focus,
the Dibur. If it was Kal and Dibur, the person that the Eta Dibur would have made sure to be Tahor.
Right, but even if he's Tahor, then a day later he becomes Tameh. Okay, now what? Now what is he going to do?
Now he's a bona fide Nazir. Now he's a bona fide Nazir because of the solution offered by Tosfos. So I'm saying I'm going back to Tosfos.
No, before he makes the Tanai.
Yeah.
Okay, what happens is he makes this condition, and then he comes to the pile, and all of a sudden he realizes that he doesn't know anymore, so he's going to make this new condition, new elegant solution like Tosfos. Before he's able to do that, he realizes he's standing in a Beis HaKvaros, and he's Tameh. Now, once he's Tameh, the solution doesn't work anymore because he can't get himself out of the problem of the carbonate tumah in the zirut.
And is there a Hatarsa Dara by Nazir?
There is. If it's a regular Nadar, and you can do a Hatarsa Dara.
So this would seem to be a classic case. If somebody is saying that my Nazirus is al Tanai, a fact.
Okay.
And that fact can't be determined. So I never would have made the Nazirus if I don't get
it. Well, that's not what Rabbi Shimon says, that a person will make a Nazirus in that case. I mean, that he'll put himself into a Sarasafik. That's his, right? That's his underlying premise. That people do put themselves into these tenuous situations, and even though they cause themselves more problems than they do for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
The underlying principle of Rabbi Yehuda is that at the time the person made his declaration, it was implicit, or the subconscious must have intended that should there be an impediment to his determining the count, that he wasn't taking on the zero, that it was only to determine definitely that the condition was fulfilled, that there would be a zero.
That's his point. The point is that if there's a suffix in the zero, we go the hakel. If there's any doubt about what happened, we go the hakel. Right? It's implicit in any Nizi roots.
Rabbi would have to say something like that. It's still like, because if the person really took, it's a deraisa. If a person really took a valid declaration, then it would have to be an Azir. So you have to be saying that because this is the person would not put himself into that type of situation, it means that that it's always implicit in a declaration like that, that if it's that it becomes impossible to clarify.
Right. So it's a principle. This is the principle of Sabek Nazirus Hagel, even though it's right, because Nazirus for Prayers have flaw. Because if he's right to plow, the standard of measure is much higher, right?
And it would fall short because of that,
right? Exactly. All right. So now the Gemara says what's the Gemara's suggestion over here, right? The Gemara's suggestion is that Reb Shimon is the author of our Mishnah. So why is it that the suffix here is more chomor than the Vadai? So you have to think through this. Why is the suffix here more chomor than the Vadai? So this is the point that we're showing to make over here. If we knew for sure that it was mustard seeds here,
right?
If we knew for sure that it was mustard seeds, then how many times, what could he do? Right? What could he do in this case? If he knew for sure it's mustard seeds, then he takes himself on himself, Naziriot, right? Numerous Naziriot, like the number of mustard seeds. And that means he could shave, he could cut his hair every 30 days. If he knew for sure that he took a Neder Nazirut and it was about zucchinis, let's call them, in the basket, then either according to the Rosh, the Tosafot, he took on himself one long Nazirut, the amount of zucchinis. According to the Nefarish, he took on himself the number of Naziriot up to the number of zucchinis that were in the in the basket. So either, but he'll end his nazirut. According to both of them, it'll be a amount that he'll end in his lifetime. Now, what happens if you have a suffix, whether it's zucchinis or chardal or mustard seed? Now you run into a big problem. Why do you run into a big problem? Because now you have a mix between the two Naziriot. So let's do it according to Tosfos and the Rosh. According to Tosfos and the Rosh, that you have a possibility that it's either one long Nazirut, or it's a number of Naziriot along the way. So after the first 30 days, right, you can, let's say that there are 10 zucchinis in there, so they say 10 day Nazirut, there's no such thing as a 10 day Nazirut, then you go to 30 days. So after the first 30 days, can you can you cut your hair? The answer is mimanafshach, yes. You can cut your hair because either you finished the zirut of the zucchinis, or you finished the first 30-day zirut of the mustard seed. So that's good. That sounds like the same as if he had just known it was mustard seed. Now, what happens if he gets to the second 30 days? When he reaches the end of the second 30 days, can he cut his hair? Well, that depends. If it was mustard seeds, the answer is yes, because then he just finished his second set of 30 days of his zirut. If it was zucchinis, then he cannot cut his hair. Why? Because he only took out himself one zirut, and that ended after 30 days, or possibly if there were more, there were 60 zucchinis, it ended after 60 days. That's the last time he can cut his hair. Now, in order to cut his hair going forward, right, he can't cut his hair because it's a suffix whether it was mustard seeds, which would allow him to cut his hair every 30 days, or if it was zucchinis, which would not entitle him to cut his hair anymore and bring karbanot because his nezirut is over already. So
each seed or each yishuv is like 30 days.
That's the way the Mefarsh learns. The Mefarsh learns your way, which will get you the same problem eventually, which is the way the Mefarsh learns is if I take, it's the difference between, let's
then
call
it. It's 30 no matter what, it's either 30.
No, after the first 10, 30 days period, you can cut your hair. After 10, which the zucchinis are now run out, then you can no longer cut your hair because the mustard seeds continue, but the zucchinis are done. And since the zucchinis are done, maybe you said zucchinis and you can no longer bring karbanot in the mikdash because you finished your neder nizirut. So the mafarish will just take longer to run into the problem, but after 10 nizirut, right? So now that's how, according to Rabbi Shimon, the suffix is going to be your ter chamur min habadat. If you knew for sure it was mustard seeds, you'd be entitled to cut your hair every 30 days forever. But now, what's going to end up happening is you're going to be another...
You can't issue bringing karbanos.
Right, right. Oh, but you can't...
Right, you can't get here unless you're going to bring karbanos.
Exactly. That's very good. Right, very good. That is the point. But here, you're going to have in Zeruth, after the first time you cut your hair, you're going to have to keep it in Zeruth forever, but be unable to cut your hair because of the suffix. So that's why here you have a suffix that is your ter chamur min ha-vadai. So that's why the Gemara is saying that Rav Shimon is the author of our Mishnah, because that's exactly like the case we brought before about the suffix in Zirut by the Kur, because you end up with a possibility that the suffix is going to be worse than the vadai.
So what would Rav Yehuda say in that case?
Suffix lahakel.
Meaning that you just assume
that it's mustard seed.
Or it's...
Oh, right, so that's a good question. All right, so
conceptually, it's a different kind of suffix than the suffix Rav Shimon is mentioning in this classic case. There is, in Rav Shimon's classic case that we took here, the suffix is a suffix whether the arema will be there or not.
Uh-huh.
But here, the suffix, we're making a suffix in what he may have possibly said.
That's very good.
It was just conceptually.
Gemara is going to say that, exactly what you're saying, and it's going to say that's why maybe Rabbi Yehuda can agree in this case. Exactly to what your point, that these are different types of sfeikos. In the, as Dan's pointing out, in the suffix by the case of the Kur, is a question whether he ever became a Nazir or not. The question is he a Nazir or is he not a Nazir? In our case, he's for sure a Nazir. It's just a question of how long he is a Nazir. So if we say the whole reason he became Rabbi Yehuda is because of Hafla'ah, right, meaning that because we don't let him become a Nazir unless it's clear that he wanted to be a Nazir. Over here, it's clear he is a Nazir. It's just a question of how long. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda even agrees in it. Then this Gemara is going to do right in a second. It's going to say exactly what you are suggesting. All right. I will point out again that the Sosa says there's a solution here again. Right? The solution again is to say, al tnai, to make a net of zeros again, al tnai. That after that first zeros, you say, if it was zucchinis, right, then I'm taking on a nizirut olam now, which would be the equivalent of being able to shave every 30 days. And if not, right, if it was not zucchinis and afkardal, I'm already in nizirut olam and I'm going to shave every 30 days. So he can solve the problem again.
Yeah, but if he wants to be a nazir forever.
Alright, but at least he can cut his hair 30 days, right? Right, but he's going to be a nazir.
I'm saying his alternative is to take a chance of that.
Alright, that is it. Right, that's not. It's not
I was just wondering earlier, we don't force him to do that. If or is it Rabbi Shimon going to force him to do that?
Well, it's his. I mean, the point is, Shimon says exactly that, that he is. People put themselves in these positions where they end up in the worst solution. Right?
I guess. Rabbi Shimon doesn't have to say that. You know, if he wants to do that, he can go ahead and do that. Otherwise,
right. This is what he
does. This is his bed, so
right.
He has to
land. All right, so that's what's going on again. Why is it called Chamur Min HaVadai? So he comes to Tamei before he puts on that tonight. and he goes to maybe 40% of tonight, and he's left in a limbo position for forever. I will point out just one thing, that's what the Rush says this in the Mishnah. He has actually, he determines it's a something. He discusses this issue, that we know that if you are a Nazir, like Kisiyah Roshi, if a person makes a Nazir Kisiyah Roshi, then every 30 days he is a Nazir, and he cuts his hair every 30 days, because the Nazirut is over every 30 days. So Rush discusses whether a person can postpone the Karbanot. Can a person delay bringing the Karbanot, and that will delay his beginning the next Nazirut. That's the Rosh loses something. What he does say is for sure or for certain is that a Nazir Olam, person who takes a Nazir like an Avshalom, he does not have to cut his hair every 30 days. That is a choice that is given to him. Like we have the machlokas, whether it's every year, every month, or every week. But not that it's an obligation on him to shave his hair every month, week, or year, but that he is afforded the opportunity to do it. Right, kaved olav. Right, so he's there. The Rosh is describing what's the difference between this and a neder where he takes it every 30 days. There will be a nazir. So he's saying number one, when by the nazir olav, he can only use a tar, he can only use a razor to be makil, right, the kovet. Whereas by a regular Nazir, you cut the hair with this parai, you can cut it off fully. Right? Number two, he pointed out this, that if it's every 30 days, he really needs to bring his karbanot every 30 days and be done with his Nazirut. Whereas here, if he's a Nazir Olam, he can choose to bring them every 30 days, but he does not have to bring it every 30 days. He can wait a year. Even if it's every 30 days, it's entitled. He can wait a year before he does it and then bring his karbanot every year. So it's one difference, just to note here, that they bring it every 30 days will be dependent on whether he's a Nazir Olam versus a Nazir of sequentially number of Nazirut. Nazirut. Alright? Now, the Gemara says what Dan was suggesting. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda can be the author of our Mishnah. Why? Hatum Bo Nachit Leim Nazirut. By the case of the Kur, the suffix, whether did he become a Nazir or did he not become a Nazir? Haka, not related to Nazirut. Here we're certain he is a Nazir, right? But my we just don't know, right, when his Nazirus ends. Meaning that we don't know.
It's a bunch of Nazirus, so we don't know if the next one. I mean, so the next one that starts, isn't it like you know, the first time?
Oh, very good. Excellent. So that's Gemara says exactly what you're suggesting, Shaul. A little, I think it's a little bit what you're suggesting now, because there is an interruption in the Nazirut. There's one interruption in this Nazirut. So that's the Gemara's next question. Am I? But let's say the Kufa Kilim Lake Shum Duim. It's Avile Takanta. So listen, what happens after the first 30 days, or according to the Mefarsh, after the first 10 Nazirut, right? What happens? After the first 30 days, we have a suffix now. He has 10 zucchinis and an unlimited number of mustard seeds. So if it's the mustard seeds, he's a Nazir every 30 days forever. If it's zucchini, he's a Nazir for 30 days and he's gone. After the first 30 days, we entitled him.
I mean, 30 says the 30 as the number.
No, well, that's in a farish, or according to the Russian Tosfos, it just means the number of days. The zucchini is on the number of days that you are, right? So I'm just saying, after the first 30 days, or after the first 10 30-day series.
No, because then you can say, you would just say, no, you don't have to take the couple of
days. Right, but either way, right, at the end of the first 10, either 30-day periods, or after the first 10 days, or 30-day Nazirut, you have a choice again, which is that maybe you should not become a Nazirut. He's now come out of his state of Nazirut. We might have shucked from zucchinis, or from mustard seeds, he's now finished up Nazirut. Now we have a question, do we put him back into being a Nazir forever? So now the question in front of us is the same question as the court, whether he should be a Nazir or not be a Nazir, because he's ended. He's ended the Nazirut of the zucchinis, and he's ended his first Nazirut of the mustard seeds.
Is there really a lag between them, or is it just immediately when one ends, the other one begins?
It does, but that's a suffix now. It doesn't begin. We don't know if he should begin.
If this is a
human, then right. Yeah, then it should be done already, and he should begin a new one. So there is this. Now the question is, do we push him back into a Nazirut? That's exactly the question that you have by the court.
Or is he
free? I mean, that's it. He's done.
No, or is he, not do we push him, but is he, you know, immediately in the Nazirut, or is he gone? It's,
right.
It's not,
but that's the same topic, is he a Nazir or not a Nazir? That's exactly the question. Right. The question by the court is he a Nazir or not? Over here we have the same question now. Is he a Nazir again, or is he not a Nazir? So that's why it says you come to a point where you have the same decision as once. After 30 days, let's go ahead and we're at the same point.
For people, day one, you decide going forward, is this
Yeah, but it's day one, you're right, there's a suffix, so it'll keep the first 30 days. After the 30 days, now we're back to a new suffix. There's a new suffix after the first 30 days because he goes and brings his carbono. Now we enter. Which do we enter?
Day one, there was a suffix. There wasn't really a suffix about day one.
No, day one is a suffix whether what type of Nazir he is, but he's a Nazir
for the last, it doesn't matter.
So according to Yehuda, let's keep one as he moves, and then he now enters up, or he comes into a new suffix, and there he shouldn't continue.
The question is not too far, so we can't run to the king, and let's say it's 100.
Then it's 100 days in the Zeroth.
Then he'll not take a haircut every 30 days, right?
No, after the first 100 days, he can take a haircut, because that'll be the end of his first question as well.
Yeah, as well. It's in the middle of the term for the
No, because we just said that that's by the COVID, that you're entitled after 30 days to cut whenever you want to start the next in the Zeroth, right? So after 100 days, he's still his first, for the mustard seed, he's still his first in Zeroth, because he hasn't chosen the cut his hair yet.
COVID
could
be anything from
30
plus.
That's not. But that's not what we're making. The rest of us is making him perpetually.
No, it's not the same day.
So that's the suffix. I told you, that's the suffix the Rosh has, that even in those cases, can he meet that at his carbonot? Can he push out his carbonot and wait, even though it's 30 days? He has a suffix.
That would seem unlikely, because he can have never written his carbonot.
Right.
He just keeps pushing it off.
Right, he can push, right, he can delay. That's what the Rosh has a suffix like this. See here, he has a suffix here. It says, "Mistapak." How does Fekalim? Your Tzila Mod Nizirato below. Hanat Karbanot Zman Gadol. Rakshlu Yabor Baval Ta'achar Al Karbanotav. Shnitzchayev Yemashus Biyodo. Bida Hava Nizirut Shehishlim Yemini Zirutov Shechol Hashalot Karbanotav. Remember Nizirut. If you don't want to cut your hair, you just don't bring your Karbanot right away. Rakshlu Yabor Baval Ta'achar. As long as you don't cross Baval Ta'achar.
And what's Baval Ta'achar in that case?
I don't know. That's the Machlokes about three. Whether it's three, you know, it's three Regalim. Usually, it's Baval Ta'achar. So the Rosh says, there's two tzadim, how they lean towards the tzad that you have to keep numerous 30 days and you have to do it every 30 days. But I'm just saying, the Rishonim
that really conflicts.
Right. In this case, although the Rishonim believe that the zucchinis are limited, they're only like 10 or 20, it's under 30 days, right? In a basket, how many zucchinis can you really have in a basket? Right. Exactly. Although, again, at the 100 day, you can go like the other side of the Rosh, who suggests that maybe you could delay being cutting on that first one. All right? Now, the Gemara says...
If you can't, then you have a real problem.
Then the conflict comes up right away, right? And then you'll have an issue after the first 30 days where he cuts his hair, we'll be back to the original suffix like review, then there shouldn't be then we'll tell him at that point your suffix akam. So Mar says, how sakadaka is useful to kabilale? Right. Did Rabbi Yehuda Savalok Rabbi. So in our Mishnah we had a machlokis. When you accepted on yourself a basket full of mustard seeds, that's the same problem as taking on sand or a fara arix. What type of neder nezirut is that? Is that a neder nezirut where you have discrete, you mean that it's a discrete item and therefore you have an unlimited number of 30-day nezirut? Or according to Rabbi in our Mishnah, that's one long nezirut. It's not, because he didn't say Harei Allah, he said Harei Nizirut, Harei Nazir. When he says Harei Nazir, it's from Nizirut. So what's the Gemara suggesting now? That Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi, then the suffix is a problem from the start. This is a little like what you were suggesting as a way of 100-day Nizirut, is what, if from the beginning, you come down, what's the suffix? It was Diluim, which made it a 10-day Nizirut, which is really 30 days, or it was mustard seeds, which means it's a Nizirut for the rest of your life, without any cutting. So now there's no opportunity to ever look at the suffix again. The suffix is only day one. Did I take on a Zirut for 30 days or forever? And that's the only question. That question at hand is already you're a Nazir. That's the faith. Even if Yehuda agrees you're a Nazir, and there's nothing to talk about. Because there'll never be an opportunity to re-look at the Nazirut because you never cut your hair in this instance. Both Nidre Nazirut are single Nidre Nazirut. It's just a question of duration. Is it 30 days or forever, based on Rabbi? So the Gemara says it's not our Mishnah. Rabbi Omer in Zimagaleach Hatat of Shloshim Yom. When you take these Nezirut, where you are dealing with number unlimited items, it's a single long the
Nezirut. There's no point where it
is. Right, where there's no point where we can re-examine the Nezirut in Nezirut. Ezer Shimagaleach Hatat of Shloshim Yom. They're lying Nezirut because they are Roshi Kafaras of Kol Yam. That's our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, "Ve Rabbi Yehuda Misavalak Rabbi." Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold like Rabbi? That's not. We have a mission, the end of our Mishnah. How does our Mishnah end? Hareini Nazir ki minyan yemot hachama. Someone says that I am a Nazir like the days of the year. I'm a review the Masi Haya became Sheish Lemes. And once he finished it, he died. Okay, this is your question, Dan, earlier. If you believe that he's actually accepting on himself 365 times, 30-day Naziriot, right? Then, Hainu Tam, it became the Ishlim Mix. Then it makes sense that he died after the finishing this. Meaning that basically he took on Naziriot for 30 years. So after 30 years, he died. That, the statement of Rabbi Yehuda is relevant then if you say that. If you simply say that when he says 365 days means that he took on one Nizirut for 365 days, then what's the point of Rabbi Yehuda coming teaching us that after he finished, he died? Why is that relevant? I mean, that it's a one-year, Nizirut. That's not to tell us that he died afterwards. Why is that Maisa? What does that help you? So Maisa only helps you if you suggest that he took on 365 times 30, right, times 30, and therefore he ended up with 30 years. That after you do keep it for as long as you do, and he could end. And there is our shlama. There is an end to this because there was a limited number, 365. I want you to know that the Mefarish brings down an alternate interpretation. This is what you were asking, Dan. He brings an interpretation that there are two possibilities: it's 365 times 30 days, or it's 365 times 365 days. Right, that when you say Kiminyata Motachama, does that mean that I'm taking on, and I think that this interpretation is less likely and harder to
exist. Exactly the Yehuda's comment, which, because nobody
knows what Yehuda's comment. That's the point. No, that's the point. So that's why it must be that 365 times 30 and not 365 times
36.
Although to say 365 times 365 to me is not easy because all he says is I'm Nazir Kiminyata Motachama. Over there you need two times 365. Where do you ever mention that either is Kiminyata Motachama, I'm taking on the number of times that Yehuda come up, or for Yemona Motachama, which is 365 days. Where do you get 365 times 365? That to me is a harder interpretation. I'm just mentioning it because you asked in the Mishnah, which is it over here? Alright, so now the Gemara is saying.
Also, it seems to be an impossible interpretation because Rabbi Yehuda, my son, there's no one that ever could have fulfilled 365.
No, that's the Gemara's point. That's the Gemara's point, is that he really took 365 times 30. And the two alternatives were 365 times 30 or 365 times 365. It must be it's a 365 times 30, because otherwise, right, then the statement makes no sense. I'm just saying, that's the alternative is the option that he didn't take. Right, the option he didn't take is either 365 times 365 or just 365 days. Because either of those make it untenable what he's saying, that Kem Jishlim makes doesn't make sense. So the choice that he made must be 365 times 30. In that case, he's going against Rabbi. Rabbi said when you say Minyan al Kamota Chama, that is one Neder Nizirut. Why? Because you didn't say Harei Alai. And Rabbi said in the ratio of the Mishnah that you need to say Harei Alai to get these to be discreet Nizirut.
He needs to say Harei Alai Nizirut.
Right.
He needs to say.
Right. He's implying that he's taking out multiple Nizirut. Oh, not Nizirut. All right. Now, Mace. Let me say Mace. Ella. Yeah, Marat. Chad Nizirut Kibbalale. Miyam Yashlama. Okay. If he accepted himself in his root, then what type of harshlama? Well, but oh, me shavalak karabi. Remember, we have another thing. Baha time to review the merini nazir. Minyan hilkatei kayaks. Oh, minyan shibalei shmita or shvilei shmita. My focus is in the girsa here. He takes on himself a nizirut of hilkatei kayaks. Now, hilkatei kayaks is either the paths that they make in the dry figs, or the piles of dry figs that they put out there. But anyway, either way, it's a huge number, right? It's a massive number. Or Shibolei Shemitah, or Shvilei Shemitah. Shvilei Shemitah would be paths of Shemitah, meaning that during the Shemitah year, the fields are half-gear, so people walk in there, so there are hundreds of paths in the area. Or Shibole Shemitah, because everybody leaves the stuff from last year out in the field. So all these Shibolim, there are all these chaffs that are left out in the field because nobody's doing anything. They're left over from the previous harvest, and nobody's doing anything. So either way, these are large numbers. According to Rabbi, if you said a Reini Nazir for these items, what would you say? That is one long Nazirut. Yes. What does he say? From Yudah says, Monei Nazirut, Kaminyan Hilkutei Kayit,
so
Kaminyan Shibole Shemitah, Shibole Shemitah. So it can't be. It seems like that Rabbi Yehudah does not hold like Rabbi. We just said, well, the reason that Rabbi Yehudah can agree in our Mishnah to Rabbi Shimon is because he holds like Rabbi, and therefore there's no re-examining of the Nazirut. Right, because the suffix is from day one, that's the only suffix you have. But now we're being free. Right. So now the problem is that we find that Rabbi Yehudah in two places does not hold like Rabbi. One at our Mishnah when he says, Areini Kaminyan Atchama, and in this case of the Brice that we write down, Kaminyan Hilkete Kayit, Kaminyan Shvile Shmita. Well, the one in our Mishnah is implicit, the one in our the Brisa is explicit, that it's Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what's the answer going to be? The Brisa and our Mishnah have one extra word there, and what is that? Minyan. Right, exactly. So when it says Minyan Shaini. When you say Minyan, it means something. I mean, the reason you're saying Minyan is to teach you not for the duration or the length of Yimot HaChamah. So you simply already Yimot HaChamah. If you said already Yimot HaChamah, it means you take one nether for 365 days. Minyan Yimot HaChamah already is changing the meaning here. Umi Shani Le Rabbi, Minyan. Well, if you're saying that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi that Minyan changes it, who says Rabbi thinks that Minyan changes it? Ba'atan, you have a braisa. Areini Nazir, Minyan Yimot HaChamah, Moneh Nizirot, Minyan Yimot HaChamah. Kimei Levanah, Moneh Kimei Levanah. Meaning that, again, 30 times 365 or 30 times 354. Rabbi Omer, Achimar Nizirot Alai, Minyan Yimot HaChamah, Minyan Yimot HaChamah. The only way you're going to count 365 times 30 or 354 times 30 if you say, Haray Alai, Zeros. But if you simply say Hareini Nazir Kaminyan HaChamah, you keep one Nazirut to 365 days or one Nazirut to 354 days.
So the word Minyan is irrelevant.
It's irrelevant according to Rabbi. The word Minyan doesn't work. Rabbi says no problem. Right. Rabbi Yehuda is going to agree to Rabbi's position in one situation, not the other. What is that? Savor lakavatei b'chad Nazirut kabli alei. That here reading should be probably chad Nazirut kabli alei. But he keeps one long Nizirut, that when a person says Kiminyan Yimot HaChamah, or any time he takes on a Nizirut, until he says Harei Alai Nizirut, then it's only one long Nizirut, but he disagrees with him, right, Shani Lay, but he disagrees with him with what? Te'ilu, Kabalik Alei B'chado, Te'ilu Rabbi Yehuda Shani Lay Moneh, Rabbi Yehuda Shani Lay Moneh. When he says Minyan, it makes a difference for Yehuda, it does not make a difference for Rabbi.
Say that, I'm sorry, where does he agree, where does he disagree?
He agrees to the fact that if you do not use the term Harei Alai, Nizirut, then it's not that whatever number you said times 30, it's one long Nizirut. Right? So if you say Harei Alai, if he says Harei Nazir Kimot HaChamah, took one Nizirut of 365 days. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Where, and just like Rabbi, he would agree to Rabbi in that case. Whereas, he disagrees with him if you say Harei Alai Kiminyan Kimot HaChamah. I mean, not Harei Alai. There, Rabbi would say.
Right.
According to Rabbi, it doesn't matter. It's still 1 365 days because he didn't say Alai. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda is going to say in that case, because he used the word minyan, that already makes it into discrete items. And because it's discrete minyan, if it's discrete, meaning that's what we're after. We're after discrete items, that's 365 times 30.
So what is this true difference?
Our Mishnah could even be Rabbi Yehuda. Right. So our Mishnah will be like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon for different reasons. The Mishnah according to Rabbi Shimon, the reason is because a person puts himself into a suffix even for Chumrah. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, you will cut your hair once after 30 days, and then you will be in a suffix for the rest of your life. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah, you are a suffix day one. You will never cut your hair because you're in a suffix day one of either one single Nizirut, or a Nizirut that goes for, there's never a time you cut your hair because you took on a Nizirut of the number of mustard seeds, which is an endless Nizirut, and there's no COVID-19 Nazir Olam where he's entitled to cut every 30 days, right? Okay, so now let's go continue in the Gemara. These two pieces go quickly. Tarin Rabbanan, as we saw before. Arei Nazir, Koy Mechayai, Arei Nazir Olam, Arei Zay Nazir Olam. First is, I'm a Nazir my whole life, or for Nazir Olam, that's Nazir Olam. Then he's a Nazir Olam, he cuts every 30 days, 1 year, 7 days, depending on what the machlokas is. But He says already Nazir Olam. I'm sorry. Afilu Me'ah Shana Afilu Elof Shanim. He says already. If he says already Nazir for 100 years or 1,000 years, is a Nazir Olam and a Nazir Le Olam. So this was brought in yesterday because in those they have a limit. There's a quantifiable amount of time. There's a quantifiable amount of time that's a single long Nazirut. So in that case, he takes one Nazirut for 100 years and one Nazirut for 1,000 years, even though he's going to die before it's over, still one Nazirut. But when he says Nazirut Kol Yimei Chayai, that is an undiscernible number, or undefined number. Since it's undefined, it's the equivalent of saying Nazir Olam, and every 30 days or every year, he'll be entitled to cut his hair. That's what I was quoting what we had yesterday. Now, Torah Ben Arin Nazir Be'achat. What happens if he says, I'm a Nazir Be'achat? If he says, I'm a Nazir and one, Moneshtai, then he keeps two Naziros. If he says, Ve'od, if he says, Zerani Nazir Ve'achat Ve'od, then Monesh Shalosh, then he keeps 3 30-day Naziriyot. If he says, Vishuv, then he says, Zerani Nazir Ve'achat Ve'od Vishuv, right, then he is Mone Arba. He gets 4 Naziriyot, 4 times 30. Where it says, Pshita, every last one he had, it added on one more Naziriyot. What's to happen here that it should be any way else? Where it says, Ma'udatayim Vishuv, and again, and you could say the same thing by Ba'od.
Everything that came before.
Right, exactly. That when he says, Zerani Nazir Ba'akha, that's clear that he's taking on 2 Naziriyot. When he says Ba'od, does he mean Ode like the first 2 I just had? Or Ba'od means one more? And same thing with Shuv. Shuv, does it mean like the first 3 I just did? Or Shuv means just one more. So that Kikuv, I really shit. Like when he says Vishuv, it means just like the first 3, I'm doing another 3, so it's actually 6. Kamash one low, that he only keeps 4. When we say the word Vishuv, it means one additional in the Zeroth of 30 days, and not a repeat of everything he's done until this point in time. Right now, last piece in the Gemara here, Tanar Ben Arini, Nazir Sumchus Omer Kain, Achas, Digun Shtayim, Trigun Shalosh, Tachigun Arba, Puntigun, Arachamesh. Now these are Greek words. The Tos, the Rosh has a slightly different gear set here, but basically these are Greek terminologies. It says I'm kin, which is, means one. Digun means from die, right? Which means 2. Right? Trigon is from triangle, right? It's 3. Tetragon, right? Tetra is 4. Puntigon, pentagon are 5. So each of these. So they're just saying, even if you say it in Greek, right, even if you use Greek to determine the number, that number will define how many nidre and nizirioth that you have based on the Greek numbering system. Alright. Tarabanan, Beit Igol, Digon, Trigon, Pontigon, Eno Metame Minigayim. That a one-walled house, a circular house, I didn't say one wall, circular house, two-walled house, three-walled house, and a five-walled house, Eno Metame Minigayim. Do not become Tame Minigayim. Tachugon, four-walled house, from Tetra. Metame Minigayim, Ez Metame Minigayim, my time of the Matu Umer. Because in Parsha Nigayim, by Nigay Batim, it says, Kir, he wrote, Lamalo Homer Kir, he wrote. There are 2 places in the Parsha of Nigay Batim where it could have said Kir, and instead uses the plural, he wrote. So what's Kirot? Kirot implies 2. So the fact that it did it twice, it says Kir, Kirot twice, implies that 4 walls. Harikan Arba. That the only way you have Nigay Batim is when you have 4 walls. So any of these other houses that have more than 4 walls, right, will not be under the rubric of Nigay Batim. The reason we're about this now is to show you what these numbers mean. And these Greek numbers mean, right, 2, 3, 4, 5, and that'll be the number of Nidre Nizirios that you have to keep. All right, let's stop here.